Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special Patreon show. This is the Trophy Room versus the Xbox Drive Fantasy League for 2022. I'm your host, Joseph. Alongside me, the commissioner himself, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Absolutely not corrupt. One ounce.
I couldn't agree more. I feel like this is the most just and the best we can do in the moment. And honestly,
All right. That was like back
in. I mean, we should have really gotten a neutral party.
Sure. Sure.
We bring Fiona or someone from like Sweden, someone from Sweden, so they could be Sweden here.
Switzerland.
Oh, is it Switzerland?
It's Switzerland.
You could probably get someone from Sweden as well, and it'd probably be just as fine.
Fair enough. And those two lovely gents, I mean, pieces of shit that you're hearing right in front of me, is the host of the Xbox Drive. The man on the moose himself, Mr. Ryan Turford. How are you?
Hello, friends. How is it going? I'm ready to talk about Final Fantasy. Wait, this isn't a Final Fantasy 14 podcast? That's not what we're doing here? Mm-mm.
But guess what? When we did the Fantasy League in our community, they yelled at me because I said Final Fantasy 16's coming out this year.
Well, I mean, they're right to yell at you because it's not coming out this year.
It's coming out this year.
Take that. Right?
I mean, the game was delayed an extra year, and it wasn't supposed to come out last year, so you can do the math, Joseph.
It's coming out this year. You just got to have faith, man.
I mean, you can pick it if you want. I'm not going to stop.
Thank you, because I probably will. Well, of course. Oh, God. Sean like Connery, Capri like the parents. Mr. Sean Capri, how are you, sir?
On my signal, unleash hell.
Oh.
Do you remember that one? Were you born when that movie came out? It was one of the best movies of all time. Have you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Oh, the Gladiator?
Gladiator on my signal, unleash hell. My goodness gracious. One of the greatest actors of our time. You were seven.
I think I was seven.
What a great movie.
And I think it's the first time I ever saw my father shed a goddamn tear.
I get it. Maximus Aurelius. He had his day.
I went and saw that movie in theaters. That was great. In high school.
Let me tell you something. Representation matters, because when they said the Spaniard, my father lit up. He's like, look, it's a Spaniard. It's from Asturias.
So some asshat in the crowd is going like, but he's Australian. I'm not some crow. You want to fight?
Yeah, but they called him the Spaniard, Sean. That's all that mattered.
That's all that mattered to my dad. Like, he's like, that vineyard is in Asturias. I know this. Like,
oh my gosh. What a movie. What a movie. Oh, crap. Good to see you guys. But we're no longer friends for the next however long this is going to be.
Yep.
We are on the battlefield.
It's going to be a minute.
You're on.
It's go time.
Yeah, man.
I'm just kidding. You know what the funny thing is I thought of as we were lining up for this is like, we have our own PlayStation show we could have done this with, like our own show. But then, like, where does Ryan lie? You know, like, yeah, he's just going to, like, he flip-flops all. He's a flip-flopper from Xbox over to PlayStation. I'm a flip-flopper from Xbox over to Nintendo. You guys are holy and pure.
Yeah, we're pretty consistent.
He plays Halo all the time.
I'm going to take off my mask eventually one day, Sean, and you'll realize I'm actually PlayStation all along, and you're just going to be surprised.
My God.
Let's not forget about the Nintendo Nook.
That's right.
And the achievement hall that we do within the Trophy Room.
The show's within a show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just wait one second. I heard Mr. Bowser in the other room. Get back to work! Oh, God.
He's just reading the back of a box art for
award. Like, you'd be allowed to yell at him. He doesn't even allow you to pick up your own awards. Exactly. Like, just take a seat. I'm going to accept this for you.
Oh, God. I woke up my family with that one. All right, gang. I need to know the rules. I need to know...
I need to
know this whole thing.
Yeah. So we are going to do the Trophy Room versus the Xbox Drive in Fantasy Critic Game League. How this works, if you're not sure, we each are going to draft a roster of 12 games tonight. We'll have a 24 over the course of the year, 24 slots over the course of the year, for games that we think are going to do better than a 70 on Open Critic. So for every review score or aggregate score on Open Critic that is above a 70 is plus 1 point for that game. Any game that gets below a 70, let's say it gets a 65 or a 69, that would be negative points towards your total score. We also counterpick games. Counterpick are draft picks that we think on the opposite side, a game that's going to do poorly or not even come out at all that year. And we're going to each take turns drafting our rosters and see which show is the better future fortune teller when it comes to what games are going to be the top of the top in 2022.
I have a great track record, and I feel like we're going to win this.
You don't. This is mine to lose.
This is also correct.
You see this, but you've clearly never listened to Sean or I do predictions before, because we just did our predictions wrap up. We had like 2 points out of 10 between the two of us. So,
God bless. All right.
Only because you haven't been listening to Jeff Grubb give you all the hints for this year, is I think that we're going to be doing even worse.
Oh, really? Is Jeff Grubb giving shit away?
Because last year, Jeff Grubb was like, there's a Forza Horizon coming. So Ryan's like, there's a Forza Horizon coming. Points for me.
Excuse me, but Jeff Grubb said that after I made that prediction.
Oh,
okay. Did he really?
Yes. No, he said he was like hypothesizing that there would probably be a Forza game of some kind, but it was not specifically Forza Horizon enough, or that it was coming.
Is Ryan really Jeff Grubb? Is that what we're learning?
That could be
the whole time.
Maybe I'm actually PlayStation and Jeff Grubb at the same time.
Now here's what's really going on.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Look at the infighting on both our sides. Should it just be like me and Joe versus Ryan and Kyle, actually? Is that what we should do?
Honestly, the composure of these two, complete professionals. We're over here giving each other laser guns. The audience can't see it.
But that's what makes the teams balanced, Joe, that we've got one laser gun pointer on each team.
Yeah.
Kyle's explaining the rules and Ryan's writing them down and taking notes, and Joe and I are blowing kisses at each other here on Discord.
If we were playing like beer pong in college, our teams against each other it'd be quite a battle.
Oh, it'd be great. It'd be great.
Joe and Sean trying to distract us.
We have instead, man. That's perfect.
But it would not happen because we would be Team Weeb. We'd be the weebiest team in all of table tennis.
The white weebs, what can I say?
Yeah.
Jesus. Makes me sick.
What's wrong with that?
Get out.
we're going to flip a coin for the draft order, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does somebody have a coin nearby that they want to flip?
I don't have coins.
I don't have.
Oh wait, I have a token of some sort. What the heck is it?
Ooh, okay, that works.
Where is it?
Oh, and we know that Canadians cannot lie, so we can trust them.
It's FanFest. It's a FanFest one. Okay, it's from FanFest.
Okay, so this side says FanFest, and the other side is green.
It's okay. So Xbox coin, guys, watch out.
You can say like controller or FanFest.
Okay,
Joe, you want to call it?
I like the green side.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to flip it. It's going to land in my hand. I'm going to flip it on the back side of my hand, just so you guys. It's a pretty traditional kind of thing.
Okay. So Joe, you call it.
Joe, call it. Here comes the flip.
Okay.
In my hand.
Green side.
It is FanFest side. Mm. So it's our choice. So we can choose to go first or defer. Yeah. Ryan?
Correct.
I kind of
still feel like that coin was even.
So here's the thing.
You want to do 100 more tosses and see how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we could steal Joseph's favorite game away from him if we went first.
Let him have
it. I feel like strategically we should go second. So I'd say we should go second. But what do you
think? Okay. I'm down with you. I'm down with it, man. Okay. This is the thing that's going to be interesting, you know, and just before we really dive in, Kyle mentioned that we did a fantasy draft a little earlier in this week for the Trophy Room, which I was a part of, and it was a lot of fun. And I had wondered if it would make for good podcast content. Now, the thing is, there were so many of us, right? None of us really wanted to talk our sort of strategery through. Yeah. But I think that we're going to have to here a little bit. We're going to have to like have conversation about it. And I think that's going to be very interesting, I hope, for people to listen to. Just like, what choices are we making? What are we foregoing? What are we leaving on the table? Like, we have to talk things through because Ryan and I can't read each other's minds. And that would be boring as all get out for the listeners. So there you go.
So, Kyle, are you going to choose for us for the first round? Is this a...
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty confident where we're going with the first pick.
So am I.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I know where you're going.
All right. Tell us where we're going, Kyle.
The Trough Room doesn't exist without a certain game, franchise.
This is true.
And we're a month away from it. Our first overall pick is going to be Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, yep. Snap. That's not what I was expecting you to say.
That's not what I was expecting either. Yep. That makes the first pick real easy now, Sean.
Oh, well, no, I wanted them to take Elden Ring. I really thought you were going to Elden Ring.
That's the one I was going to say. We
should take. I know. Well, I mean, they've already said everything.
They haven't even keyed it in yet, though. They can change their minds, Sean.
No, absolutely not. We're going to Horizon no matter what. Yeah, you guys actually now have two picks in a row, so that's how that's going to work.
Right, because of the little, was it snake draft?
Yes,
right.
It's a snake draft.
Charming.
I've thought of our strategy long and hard, and by long and hard, I mean within the last 5 seconds. I feel like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like we should take Elden Ring, and we should take God of War Ragnarok.
That's one of those.
One of those games is coming out.
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Because I was making fun of Joe in the earlier fantasy that, I don't think God of War is actually coming out.
It's not.
I don't know. The people at Santa Monica seem to think it's coming out soon.
No.
Alana Pierce, is that who? I don't see. Oh, there it is. Okay. So now I see that you guys have chosen this one. So are we now? I can share my screen.
Sure.
Yeah, Ryan can see.
I wonder if we should have something else set up on the side, but let's see. Okay. Elden Ring, we're going to do 100%. Ryan,
I was going to say, that's 100%. You can convince me on another.
Even when it gets delayed next week, you're going to be that confident?
I know, right?
Because it is coming in hot. Real talk. It's coming in hot.
You think it's coming in hot?
Absolutely, it's coming in hot.
It doesn't matter. The hype behind Elden Ring will make it not fail.
Just like
Cyberpunk 2077. Mm-hmm. Like, that game could have never failed in the same way that Elden Ring can't fail, right?
I don't think Elden Ring is going to get delayed out of this year. It's still going to come out this year.
No, it's obviously going to come out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're confirming this one, Ryan. Is this?
I would say Elden Ring
is 100%. Done. Okay, we're drafting the game. We've drafted Elden Ring. Now it's time for pick two. This is very curious. This is the whole, like, you get double. You get two picks in a row because there's only two of us. Usually there's, you know, I don't know. Have you ever been a part of a 1v1 fantasy league? This is very unique. Well,
Joe and I have done it solo, just between us.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, me too. Yeah, totally. Yeah. This is not my first time.
Of course. Not your first rodeo, Sean.
Ryan, I want to let you know that the top games available right now by hype factor: God of War Ragnarok, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, Gran Turismo 7, which I think is a good bet. Bayonetta 3.
Yeah.
Cuphead The Delicious Course apparently is available.
That's not even a real game.
Mario versus Rabbit or Mario plus Rabbit Sparks of Hope. Those are some of the ones that are top in terms of hype.
So here's the thing. I would be tempted to take Breath of the Wild, but I actually think that's has a less chance coming out this year than God of War. I would say of the top two, God of War is probably the better choice, but Gran Turismo always does well with critics. Like, always reviews well. So if you're unsure about God of War, then we should go Gran Turismo. Like, I think those two in particular out of the list you just read off are going to track the best with critics.
So, and I'm trying to read the faces of these two guys of us.
I feel like a GM. Like in the NFL, just waiting for the pick to get to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Regardless of what we don't pick, they're going to be very excited with what would leave them, Sean.
I don't think it's coming out this year, you guys. I don't think it is. You want to leave it for them, Ryan? They can have it?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Gran Turismo is going to chart really well. So, yeah, let's go with Gran Turismo.
Let's do it. Okay.
It's got cars in it, Sean. How could it go wrong?
And look at us, the Xbox Drive, going after and deliberating between the two.
We can't choose between the PlayStation games.
Mm-hmm. excuse me, Joseph, but I want to win. Of course I'm picking PlayStation games.
Sure.
Like, duh.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Joe.
You know what game I'm taking from him, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we did, a little bit of a strategizing. We assumed this was going to happen. But if you look up in the night sky, what do you see, Joe?
We have to look for the star, the field of stars.
Oh, no.
Take it from them. Take their pride. Take their joy.
No.
I was expecting that to go late.
No, it would have been my next one. It absolutely would have been next.
Now, Joe, with our third pick,
sure,
we have to take God of War.
On the off
chance that it comes out this year, we need that's a guaranteed like 20-point game.
But Breath of the Wild too, dude.
Like, this is the thing. Like, in my mind, you guys, like, the first picks are the ones that are coming out. It's just riskier. You guys do your own strategy. I'm talking through like my mindset here is like, I'm pretty. Although, like, I don't really know if Gran Turismo 7 is coming out. I might be completely out to lunch on this
one. It's out on the March the 9th, Sean.
Yeah.
It's already got a release
date. Okay. It's coming. I know, but yeah, I don't know.
I feel like we can't let God of War out of our grasp at this point. In the third round?
Take it. Take it. It will never come out.
It's a first round game. And we're getting in the third round. That's some pretty high value.
All right.
Take it. Yes. Yes. Search your feet.
Obviously, this guy's super smart. I'm gonna take his word for it.
Just like how Horizon came out in no time at all.
You convinced them to take it, Sean.
That's a big fat goose egg for you guys. Congratulations.
No, I do think it's coming out this year.
I was going to say, listen to our episode of the PlayStation Drive tomorrow where we do our predictions, because I'm pretty sure it's coming out this year too. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, spoiler for the PlayStation Drive, of course.
Well, no, it'll be out by the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan, in the draft that I did fairly early on, I had drafted Destiny 2, Witch King, February 22nd.
So here's the thing with Destiny expansions, though. They can be hit or miss, because sometimes they score really well, like the Taken King, and other times you get, you know, that expansion that came out after it that I'm blanking on the name of it because it was so generic and dumb, and it got like a 60 on Metacritic.
Yeah.
So I actually don't think that's a safe bet. So I actually have a bit of a safer bet, not Vine. So first of all, do we dare take Breath of the Wild 2, Sean?
I don't think not this early. I think like I said, my mindset at the start here is let's look at the things that are coming out even like pretty soon. Okay, at the very least, if they get delayed, then they'll still be
within. I have a couple in mind, and I hope you hear me out on these ones. So my first one that I want to pitch to you, Sean, is Triangle Strategy.
Yeah.
Because look at how well Octopath charted. I mean, it looks amazing. Like, we played the demo, and we know it's awesome. So I have a good feeling about Triangle Strategy charting.
The Xbox Drive selects Triangle Strategy as our next selection.
We form the power. I mean, let's be real, Sean. You're of course the number one advantage for Triangle Strategy. So
question, guys. When is the Xbox Drive gonna pick an Xbox game?
We're getting there.
Okay.
Like to imagine if this was a real sport,
yeah,
and Triangle Strategy was a real team, all the fans in the stands. Just triangles.
Yeah.
Just
so all right, so we got Triangle
Human
Strategy.
Pyramids.
Sean. Yep.
But where do we go next?
Ryan, I wanted to ask you about a game that only you could know about.
Of course. Ah.
The King of Fighters 15.
No.
Okay. So that was a short answer that I was shorter than I was expecting.
I have a better recommendation if we're looking at February games, though, Sean.
Okay.
And that one is one that is probably a very Ryan Turford pick, but I was maybe saving this one for later, but maybe we can still save this one. But Monarch is one that I think is going to do really well. So
I don't know a damn thing about that.
So Monarch is M-O-N-A-R-K is a RPG from some of the folks that left Atlas, who worked on Shin Megami Tensei and a bunch of other games. It's an RPG turn-based. It looks really awesome. It comes out in February, and I think it's going to do really well. So I think that's one that we can put in the pocket for later, or we can take it now. But I think of newer games, that's one I would say. Otherwise, we could take a risk on something like Pokemon Legends.
I don't know if that's a guarantee at all.
Yeah.
Monarch says it's ineligible, and I don't know exactly what that means. Kyle, if you're seeing this as well,
I'll look it up and see.
I don't know what that means. Releasing within a month. Did
it already come out internationally?
It came out in Japan only.
Oh, there it is.
I didn't know that meant it was ineligible.
Oddly enough, when I searched Monarch, the next choice is Microsoft's Flight Simulator Top Gun Maverick.
That is technically a game.
So fucking cool.
That is technically a game.
I mean, maybe we note that for later. I wouldn't mind that as part of our picks, man. We've got a lot of games to pick here too.
Okay. I have a better one then.
Okay.
Why don't we go first of all, how are you feeling about Dying Light 2?
I'm questionable. I'm wondering about Nintendo. I picked a lot of Nintendo. I picked Splatoon and Mario plus Rabbids.
Here's the weird thing about Dying Light 2 from everyone I've been talking to about it. It's like the one thing that I keep hearing is like the more they show this game, the least interested they are in it.
Yeah. I'm just worried about the development around it and the team and the delays. Like there's just, I'm hopeful.
Leaving,
Yeah, same. I just don't know if it's pick number four worthy.
Right.
I wouldn't mind if it's part of our thing, but I think there's other, like, I do think that Mario plus Rabbids is coming out this year. I do think Splatoon 3 is coming out. Then you know what?
I agree with you on with Splatoon 3. I think we should take that.
Yeah.
Don't you dare fucking.
Well, because I actually think there's a chance with Mario plus Rabbids it could slip.
Yeah.
Ubisoft is, especially with almost all their games recently, have all slipped at least once.
So, final answer, Splatoon?
Splatoon 3.
Done.
I think that's a given.
I think that's a good pick. Cool. So far, the Xbox Drive, after four picks, Elden Ring, Gran Turismo 7, Triangle Strategy, Splatoon 3.
I mean, you know, we got one of those games on Xbox, Sean. We got Elden Ring. It's an Xbox.
All right, Joe. I don't know where you want to go with this one. I'll let you steer this pick.
There are two games, Kyle, and I want to know what's in your heart.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cuphead, the delicious last course.
Mm.
No, I to me, I'm like, that is solid. There's no way. Mm. There's no way that thing skews below a 9. Like, this game looks stellar. Adding even more characters into the realm of Cuphead.
Hi, I heard that games journalists don't know how to play video games, so I think it's going to get a 6.
I mean, that is a good, you know, you're point there.
Well, what
there
are some fucking inept
people playing. I was going to say Cuphead. I don't.
It itself, got an 88.
I don't think it hit the 90s. But how many games are going to hit that?
Yeah.
Dude, I really think strategy. Cuphead's a great
100%, Sean.
I think Cuphead's a great pick.
I think so too.
I think it's also the safe pick because we know that game is coming out. They've put extra time in it. I think it's
I'm okay with this. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Now, Kyle,
2023, bro.
I got another question for you.
Okay, because I'm ready to get a little crazy, but
I'm ready to take another Xbox game.
Ooh. Get out of here! Ooh.
I'm ready to take Somerville from them.
That was up there for me.
Okay,
that definitely it was either that or Planet of Lana. Either one of those. I'm okay with that.
But what about this? What about this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? What about that Sea of Stars games?
As much as I cannot wait for that game, that's one that I'm not super confident it's going to hit later this year.
Okay.
You want to get crazy?
Yeah, please.
We haven't seen anything about this game forever.
Uh-oh.
But it's about time that Hollow Knight reveals itself.
Oh, God.
If that game comes out, Joe, you know that's a 9.
When's the last time we've heard about Silk Song?
3 years ago, I think.
Jesus.
And it's...
Honestly, with that type of bet, I rather than just take Breath of the Wild too.
Oh, you know what? That's totally fair.
Because Silk Song could come out this year, or it can't.
Mm.
And I don't think it's at this point. If I'm being real with you, I don't even think it's worth risking it for the biscuit.
That's totally fair. Or we could take something that's guaranteed, like Sifu.
As much as I love Sifu. Here's the thing. We get all hype for these indies. And this is just my thought. We go, oh, indies are great. You know, Mr. 6-1 over there. A lot of them are 7s.
Oh,
how dare you. And as much as I love Sifu.
You're talking yourself out of Somerville. That's an indie.
Yeah, but like that's from like one of the creators of Limbo. Right.
Is it for sure from the creators or it's just inspired by?
No, it's one of the creators up and left.
Mm,
And where like Absolver, their last game from Slow Clap 73. So like as much as I think Sifu is going to be dope, it could be a 7 where a game like Somerville.
Wait.
What about that drink box?
Yeah, I was going to Nobody Saves the World. That's out next week.
Okay. Think about that.
You tell me, Joe. I'm okay with any of these. Drinkbox is one of our favorites. They make great games.
Yeah, let's do it.
Nobody Saves
the World. Their track record is way too good to pass up. I'm saying let's go with Nobody Saves the World.
Done.
Guacamelee 2, their last game, 89.
Yeah.
Think about that this. That was
good. Yep. All right. We drafted Nobody Saves the World, Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course, God of War Ragnarok, Starfield, and Horizon Forbidden West.
That's Starfield. I can't believe you guys. I don't even think you even want it. I think you're just trying to hurt us.
Listen, we're picking it because we can't play it on PlayStation. Yeah. This is our consolation prize.
And it obviously looks to just transform video games as we know it. We've seen so much.
Yep.
I mean, that's the power of Todd Howard right there, Sean.
Howard, they call him.
Bethesda hasn't put out a bad game ever.
Ever.
Always rock solid, day one, no bugs.
No bugs.
I mean, Fallout 4 in particular was really good on Metacritic, you guys.
Was it? I actually don't know.
No, it actually was.
76 was a nightmare.
I was going to say, it was okay. It wasn't amazing.
Real talk, we made a really good pick with Nobody Saves the World. These guys don't fucking miss. Yeah, they don't.
Make a good point. I mean, of course, you're picking a Canadian studio. Right?
Oh, are they Canadian?
They're in Toronto.
I've been watching a lot of Kim's Convenience, and they keep calling coins over there, like pennies. They keep calling them toonies.
We don't have pennies.
We don't have pennies. They phase them out of existence.
Toonies and loonies, right?
Yeah, we got toonies and loonies.
Fucking loonies?
The loonie is the $1 coin, Joseph. And the toonie is the $2 coin.
I feel like you should have known that already at this point, Joe.
No kidding.
You have so many Canadian friends.
You don't know anything about us.
What the fuck do you guys live in, Looney Tunes?
I'm sitting over here going like, what does 80 degrees mean? I guess I'll figure it out. It isn't that hard. And you guys are like, what's a Celsius? What's a loony? Yeah. Crazy up there.
Loonies and toonies. Wait, what's the difference between a loony and a toonie?
One is $1 and one is $2.
One is made out of loon's feathers. And the other is worth $2.
One has a picture of a duck on it. And the other has a polar bear. Okay.
God, you guys are so fucking whimsical.
What else are we going to do?
I don't know.
All right, we've got lots of choices here, Ryan Turfer.
Who's the mayor of your town? Daffy fucking Duck.
We have one road. One road across Canada. Give me a battle.
Actually, I think you're just describing the purpose, Sean.
I'm not your friend, guy. What are we picking, Ryan Turfer? We got lots of picks. Nintendo gets a boost.
I'm not your guy, pal.
I'm not your guy, friend.
Especially from us, because there's one game from Nintendo that looks really promising that we've seen gameplay from that looked really good, and that's Kirby.
Bobby is not happy with us right now.
It doesn't matter. I'm doing this for Bobby, Sean. I'm trying to prove to Bobby, looking down on us, that Kirby is amazing, and he would love this. Him and I used to actually fight about Kirby all the time because I actually like Kirby.
So I think this is risky. I don't know. Like I'm going on the Nintendo side of things because I think they review quite well. And my browser
I was gonna say there's another Nintendo game featuring a popular character with a red cap as well that we could go with.
Keep going.
So there's also Rabbids there.
Yep.
In the same game.
Yep.
I feel like we should maybe take Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope.
I think let's do that one.
That seems like a really fun game.
So that's one. Mm-hmm. And then another game that I was thinking, Sean.
Yeah.
There it's a game that we've been waiting for like 3 years because they announced it so long ago. No, it's not Hollow Knight Silksong. It's a different game. It's a game in the War of the Stars featuring Lego.
Star Wars
Saga. Traveler's Tales never misses as far as critics are concerned. Those games always review super well. Not only that, but it's like the reinvention of the Lego games.
Yeah, so new engine.
I think it's
going
to do really well. So
the Skywalker saga.
I think we should do that.
It closed out so well.
It really did. We've seen a bajillion trailers for it by now, so we already kind of.
What a way to end a saga.
Exactly. So
well, yeah. Does this mean that Skywalker is it all of them? Nine.
Yep.
Nine movies. Is that what this is?
In one game.
Oh. We should have picked this before Elden Ring. This is going to score better than Elden Ring.
The only game, Sean, this year that will feature both Kylo Ren and Jar Jar Binks in the same game.
Oh, man. I will only main Jar Jar Binks in that game.
Exactly.
I'm just glad you got out of your system, Ryan. I'm glad you got out of your system. You feel good?
You see people going to die?
Jar Jar Binks is the last Jedi.
Yes, exactly.
The Xbox Drive officially selects Mario plus Rabbids, Sparks of Hope, and Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga. So take that, you sons of bitches. in your trophies, in your rooms.
When are they going to pick an Xbox?
Lego Star Wars is on Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, I think...
Yes.
Let's not pick any Xbox games the whole time.
That's their strategy. They're like, they're expecting us to come in.
Everybody knows you don't pick players from your home team. You know what that's I mean? True. In a fantasy, you don't pick your own players.
I already said what I wanted to say, which is we're going to pick PlayStation games because we know that that's how you win.
That's true. The bias. The media bias.
Yeah, we're playing to the media bias. Nintendo games and PlayStation games.
Yeah.
Joe, I kind of want to go back to Canada.
Canada? Okay.
Yeah. Canada.
Canada.
And meet the Prime Minister of Ottawa, Mr. Yosemite Sam himself.
I've been hyped for this game forever. It's bound to come out this year. We're going to fight over playing as Batgirl.
Yes, it's exactly.
Gotham Knights, right?
Hands down. That's what I wanted as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're so in sync. Look at us. Bye, bye, bye. The competition is what I say. It's in sync, right?
Yeah.
Is that back?
Sure. No, you're good. I'm sorry. I was typing up Gotham Knights.
I was like, what the heck are you talking about?
I wanted to convince you it was 98 degrees, but I didn't have anything.
Nick Lachey, baby.
How's he doing? You think he's holding up well? Know. Pour one out for Nick Lachey, just in case. Kyle, what's another one? What's another one?
Oh man, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. How do we feel about a Plague Tale Requiem coming out?
That's not coming out this year.
You don't think so?
We only got a trailer.
I think it might come out this year. I have a feeling it might.
If everything's like, you know. If everybody's saying a lot more stuff is going to get pushed, that game's getting pushed.
Ooh.
So I'm going with my gut there. What's that?
I picked this game in the Trophy Room community one. Firaxis really doesn't miss the creators of XCOM. Do we want to take Marvel's Midnight Suns?
Here's the thing.
A card-based thing might be a little iffy on the score.
Yeah, but you know how the game media loves those card games, Inscription. Oh, the glowy eyes. Which card?
Yeah, right? But you also saw how the media took to Gwent, the Witcher based card game.
It's also true. Oh my God, Kyle! What about this one? And honestly, I mean, come on! I mean, this studio. They just ship amazing things. This is an amazing property. This seems like a blast from the fucking past.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles Shredder's fucking Revenge. Let's go.
I can't argue that. Yep.
I was just adding that to the watch list.
It's like you knew I was actually like saving that one in my back pocket.
Yeah. That's a good call, Joe.
Dude, that game looks so good. Mm-hmm. So good. Suck it, Xbox, Rev.
It's fine.
Ryan.
What do you guys got?
We're just getting you guys where we want you. That's all. What's up, Sean? Right.
Naughty Dog.
Yeah?
Last of Us 2 Factions.
I actually have a better suggestion for you, Sean, instead of Last of Us 2 Factions.
Last of Us 3.
Last of Us Remake.
Oh, this year? Well, you think it's coming out this year? Okay,
Matt and I
spicy.
Talked about it today. Him and I are both like
Joe
in agreement.
And sinker.
It's coming out this year. That's what we think. That being said, I don't know if we need to take that risk this early, Sean, because I feel like there are some good picks out there still on the board.
Agreed.
That maybe Joseph and Kyle aren't thinking of.
Looking at
for example. I don't know how you feel about indie games, but first off, I know Joseph wanted to take this one earlier, but Kyle talked him out of it. But I was actually thinking this is where we take Sea of Stars from Sabotage. The new RPG from them kind of looks like Chrono Trigger. They made The Messenger before. That was their other game. And that game's amazing. This game looks amazing. So that's one of my suggestions is that one. The other one I was really thinking of that did really well with critics before, that kind of goes with Joseph's last pick with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sabotage.
River City Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to do really well from WayForward. That game looks awesome. And the first one did really well. So I actually think that's going to chart really well this year, too. So those are my two suggestions.
I think let's start with River City Girls 2. I'm with you on that. I think Sea of Stars, it says it's holiday 2022. Yeah. That can really quickly get pushed to 2023 very easily, right. I think.
Yeah. But that game as well, I feel like, has a better chance of coming out this year than either of the Last of Us picks that we had. So there is that.
Yeah, I wonder about Factions. I'm very curious about that.
Last time we heard anything about Factions at this point?
I don't know. I heard Naughty Dog was dead, actually, is what I heard.
Yeah, I heard that.
I heard they died along with PlayStation.
I mean, PlayStation's dead. It's so yeah. done.
I heard they drowned under their woke agenda.
That's what I heard, too. Under Abby's thick arms. No, you're totally right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. River City Girls 2, I think, is a good first pick for our round of two here.
Okay.
Do you want to throw a little risk in here, Ryan?
Sure. What kind of risk?
Like you might want to breathe in some wild into your lungs?
We've been talking in chat about this. Do we do this?
I think we do it. It is the hypest game available. I think this is a good place for it. I think we can't play too safe. Let's throw it in there.
I was going to say, there's a better chance of that coming out this year than probably Factions. So yeah, let's do it.
The Xbox Drive selects River City Girls 2 and The Legend of Zelda : Breath of the Wild 2, otherwise known as the sequel to The Legend of Zelda : Breath of the Wild.
Assuming that is its real name.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Great pick. Joe, I want to go crazy, Joe.
Okay.
I want to go to like things that aren't even announced yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why would you do that?
We're not part of the draft here.
I want to get fucking crazy, Joe.
Oh my God. Okay. All right.
Jesus.
They brought up Last of Us Remake.
Yeah.
Do we draft it in case that is the replacement if God of War gets pushed? We just talked about it yesterday.
When did
you're
they
only
wrap?
Getting a bunch of VR games this year. Everybody knows it. That's what you're gonna like it.
Comes out this year.
Did they wrap production on Last of Us TV show?
Ooh, good call. I don't know. But we did just talk about how the rumors are that it's essentially done, and it possibly can come out this year.
I can't believe you guys pay for remakes.
Yeah, but like ours are actually worth playing. I know this is a hard concept.
How many Mario games do you own, Sean?
I mean PlayStation. Shut up. I own, you're right. But shut up.
All right. That's right. So sit down.
Even the Wii U games I bought again on Switch, for God's sakes.
Well, except for New Super Mario Brothers U.
I did just buy that. It is not good.
I heard you talk about it yesterday.
It's not good at all.
Yeah, let's do it. It's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last of Us Remastered. You guys are crazy.
It wrapped in November. Editing has to, that's like a 6-month process.
Again, I don't think they're crazy, Sean. I'm actually pretty sure it's coming out. Yeah, I think that's going to be their like Ratchet and Clank game that comes out this summer.
Yeah. If The Last of Us show comes out this year, that thing's out this year too.
Yeah.
And
we'll see. My money's on no, but I mean, I also hope you guys lose big time.
Well, Sean is closest in proximity to where they're filming that show.
Yeah, nobody's filming anything outside right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to also go crazy again with our second pick?
Let's just double dip in the Last of Us pot here, Kyle.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, Factions would be, I think, a stellar pick.
Sure.
I mean, we all love Resident Evil. For a remake?
Shit. You guys are crazy.
My goodness gracious.
I mean, let's look at what's available currently. Like, is there anything that we should?
Yeah, let's before
be
we
a listen. Little bit safer before we go absolutely. Oh, before wait, just, hold on. Hold on.
What?
There's an expansion I think we should probably draft here.
Yeah, tell me.
Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak.
That's a good
one. Those expansions usually do really well.
Those weebs will fucking eat it up.
Should we take Sunbreak?
What did the last one do? Let's take a look at this.
Iceborne? I think Iceborne did
pretty good. Oh, like this is an expansion to World.
No,
Rise.
Rise, the Switch game.
Right. You'd be taking a Nintendo game, though, Joseph. Ask yourself if you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I don't know how I sleep at night. Hey, how excited are you guys about that Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction?
Game Pass day one, baby!
You can't wait to play 15 minutes of it and then drop it?
Why does everybody say that about all games? What the heck, man? Just let people make up their own minds. We'll play GoldenEye forever.
And then you're going to be like, well, I didn't have to pay for this game. I wasn't going to pick up in the first place. This is what a steal the services. Kyle, what other ideas?
Iceborne got a 90, by the way, on Open Critic. Okay.
And what about a Rise or Rise? Whatever?
Let me see.
Must be honey. Risey.
I guess it'll depend if they take it from the PC version or the Switch version.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's right? That's a great pick, actually. It's
recommended 95%.
That's a really good pick.
All right, Sunbreak is on the trophy.
So we got a little crazy. We took our pants off, and then we put them right back on.
And we came back to Earth a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sean.
Ryan.
I'm ready to go a little bit crazy after Joseph and Kyle went a little crazy there.
Also, Joe, just keep in mind we have three picks left.
I was about to ask. Okay.
Oh, okay. We got there quicker than I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. So we have five picks left, Sean. So one of the ones I'm going to suggest is one again. It's a very Ryan Turford pick, but I feel confident about this one because it's the game previously before it got 88 on Open Critic. So I feel like this one might do pretty well. It looks awesome. This one, AI the Somnium Files, Nirvana Initiative. I can put that in the chat for you so you know how to spell it. This is from the kind of the makers of the Zero Escape series. It's kind of like this detective story that's like weird and wacky and very Japanese.
Joe, stop. Stop.
They're reaching.
No.
I'm getting in their head. I'm already in their head.
First one did really well, Joe.
It's really good. It's on Game Pass, of all things. And the sequel's coming out this summer. We already have that confirmed. And I think it's going to be a good pick, even though I know it's not a pick that Sean would like. But what do you think?
This is on you, Ryan. If this is a zero, this is cool. I'm just kidding. We'll pick it. I don't know anything about it. Well, let's pick it. And what? For whatever it's worth, I feel like Kyle, as much as he would like to see us fail, he can't lie. His reaction was that game was a good pick. So I think we should.
I was gonna say Kyle knows the Japanese games like I do.
It's a good pick.
Oh, it's Japanese game.
Yeah, it's very Japanese.
You couldn't tell from the name, Joe?
I even put in the chat for you, Sean, so it's easier to find.
For some reason,
I already drafted it.
Okay,
the last A in Nirvana is capital, and the rest are lowercase.
Listen, I don't see text. You know,
so. Sean, the other crazy idea I had is kind of in line with Joseph's picks with The Last of Us, a game that I'm pretty sure Nintendo-wise is coming out this year, Metroid Prime Remake. What do you think about that one?
Wow.
Sean on the spot.
I know. I have to accept this AI game I've never heard of, and then I've got to do this thing. The other thing that we have to, like, there's more spots that are after this, right, you guys? Like, So, like, after our draft, the action doesn't stop here.
There'll be 12 games that we fill throughout the year. You can bid on anything starting after our draft.
Mm-hmm.
You have $100 total as a budget. Once you're out of that $100, you're done. It only gets taken out if you successfully get that game.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have counter picks, but I'll talk about counter picks when we get to it.
Do you want to loop back to Kirby, Ryan Turford?
Yeah, we can.
And do that. Or Pokemon. Because I wasn't saying no to them 100%. I just wasn't sure if they were like first pick.
Right. So I'm not going to lie. I don't have any faith in Pokemon Legends.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I really don't. I mean, they haven't shown us anything to prove that that game is going to be a solid
I think
pick.
I actually chose it as a counter pick in the draft with you guys. I might have locked somebody in. I think I bet against it in another draft.
I mean, if we're not willing to take the risk of what I posed, then I think Kirby is the better of the two for sure.
Other options available still are Advance Wars, 1+2, 2 Point Campus, I think could be good. Homeworld 3. Are sort of things that we've been chatting about on the...
Don't forget about Chocobo GP, Sean.
Oh, I will never forget about Chocobo GP.
That game looks great.
We just throw it in there. Let's see what happens. Okay, whatever you think, man. I think I've just said all the games. What do you think?
You know what? Let's go for Kirby, Sean. I feel like the pink puffball.
Don't fail me now, Kirby.
You got your own Last of Us.
The Xbox Drive selects AI, the Somnium Files Initiative game, and also Kirby and the Forgotten Land from Nintendo. Take that.
All right, Joe.
I'm upset they got Monster Hunter. I'm not going to lie.
I am too,
actually. That's one. That one stings. That one stings.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
see. Have something off the top of the dome?
Here's the thing. You know, this game's been just like the others. Yeah, or the other one we were talking about earlier. It's now eluding me. This one's been in development for a very long time, and I didn't know what to think of it until we saw a little clip of it the other day.
Starcraft
and that Fest? Is, Tunic.
Go for it.
Little foxy boy.
Joe, don't know how... I don't know if I like that game.
Really? Did you play it and you weren't...
I played it and... I get what it is, but I feel like Death's Door was so much better than the demo I played.
And that said, you think the reason why people like it is because it's cutesy and...
It is cutesy. It's definitely hard. It's a hard Zelda-like game, but with like Souls elements to it, just like Death's Door.
Yeah.
I had some issues with the way it was presented. Like,
okay,
all the menus and stuff are in a made-up language, and that kind of turns me off with games.
Okay.
Xenophobic. I get it.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Fucking whites.
How dare you? I don't know how that's going to do critically.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I'm all about chaos, Joe.
How much chaos are we talking about?
Not that chaos. We're not killing chaos.
You're killing chaos.
With Limp Bizkit in our headphones, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Someone's got to pick that game. The Chaos Emeralds.
I say we take Forza Motorsport.
Let's hit them where they fucking live, Kyle. Let's take it. You know it's Forza. We were expecting Forza Motorsport this year. They took GT from us.
Yeah, we got to take.
Let's take it right fucking back.
I can't wait to see how this one turns out. You guys don't even know what you're doing. You don't even know what you're doing anymore. It's so obvious. You never did.
I'm glad you guys you never had your car.
You never had your car.
Let's do it. Forza Motorsport. That would make too much sense, and I can't believe
it. It makes as much sense as Fast and the Furious Crossroads.
Oh wow,
Ryan, are you guys done? Is that
what
you guys?
Oh,
you
got one more. Yeah. More, Sean.
Okay. I got a message. Right. You.
We have the final pick.
Okay. All right.
So
what, how
this is our second to last game, Joe?
Kyle.
I don't know, man.
Kyle.
Joe.
You want to hit them one more time where they live? You want to get fucking crazy?
Let me just look through everything first. But you go ahead. Continue.
You want to get fucking loco, my man? We've only seen one trailer.
Oh, no.
Why not we just take Redfall from him, dude?
Ooh. Why not? You have no idea what you're doing over there. Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I mean, Arcane's pretty.
I double dog dare you to do it.
Arcane's pretty good.
Playable builds as of August.
Why don't you take Hellblade while you're at it?
You might as well take Babylon's Fall while you're at it.
Oh, no. No.
Nah, we're good.
How about Fable? Why don't you have Fable?
I mean, Redfall does say on here summer of 2022.
Which one does?
Redfall.
Again, they have playable builds in August.
And it's not the same team that did Deathloop. It's a different arcade.
And if the makers of Prey, and I think Jez Corden played it.
Yeah, you'll be rock solid for a 7 if it comes out.
Let me see. Man, these guys talking.
Like slamming my own games.
I mean, you're just speaking to what Prey did. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, isn't Prey. Now, Prey didn't do numbers.
It had critical. Some crazy bugs at launch, which actually brought the Metacritic score down a bit.
It's still got an 81.
Yeah.
So it wasn't terrible.
There's true.
79 on PS4.
See?
Just think about it if you want. Get fucking crazy.
I also feel like we can go with a game where we're a cat.
Stray?
Yeah.
Honest to goodness, Kyle, I'd rather kiss my own fucking mother than pick Stray.
Wow! Why?
The game looks really pretty. But is there substance there, man? Is this a Tunic situation? Like, I saw the platforming and it was fine. It was just a showcase of, look how pretty this world is. You know what is the least problematic choice, I feel like, out of all of these? One of my favorite authors, one of your favorite authors, Hogwarts Legacy.
No, how fucking dare you?
You said she had great ideas. All right.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Listen, she had a few because, like, those books are really great. But, like, what came afterwards? Yikes.
I don't know how that game's going to do well because, like,
ooh,
Portkey Games is the same one that did the Pokemon Go mobile game, I think, for Harry Potter.
What about Sports Story?
Sports Story is another one that I had floating around in my head.
I know, but the last one.
That's in the same boat, I feel like, as Silksong, where we're waiting for it.
You want to just go crazy and just pick Silksong?
I feel like, yeah, let's just pick Silksong.
Let's just do it. Let's just get fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like with the list we have right now,
it's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong. And yeah. I feel like these fucking dorks are grasping for straws, you know?
All right, you're
no, final, they look really confident.
Final two picks from you guys.
Okay, Sean.
Do you have the Need for Speed, Ryan?
Do we have the Need for Speed? That's a good question. I actually, so there is one that I want to float to you.
Oh my God, Joe. Hold.
Does it come out this year,
I'm gonna
Sean?
I'm going to text you something.
Okay.
Dead Space Remake. What do you think?
I'm trying to read their reaction, but they're too busy messaging each other. I was just
Dead Space is one of my favorite games. Dude, it is, that alpha footage looked really fucking good too.
I mean, it's slated to come out this year. Just saying.
It is.
And it's on the board. Dead Space charts really well.
According to windowscentral.com/dead-space-remake. Jeff Grubb, a reporter at VentureBeat, who initially leaked the existence of the Dead Space remake, indicates that the game is being aimed for a fall 2022 release window, assuming development goes smoothly.
Yeah, and they already announced 2022. So, I mean, it's not even guessing it. You've got Jeff Grubb on our side, Jeff.
I was going to say, if it weren't for the Jeff Grubb reference, I would be questionable on this. Hype factor of 10. This is our second to last pick, Ryan.
I was going to say, like, if it comes out this year, it's going to be dynamite. As far as
dynamite,
as far as the pick. So where does this leave us then, Sean? We got one pick then after Dead Space Remake.
I think there's only one choice for us, Ryan.
Oh my God.
I got the need.
Danger shown, Sean.
The Need for Speed.
That's hinging, like, contingent on Top Gun 3 coming out this year. Or Top Gun 2, Top Gun Maverick. Do we even think Top Gun Maverick is coming out this year?
That's we're going what we have for to ask it. Ourselves. Yeah. We're doing it. We're going for it. What else do we have? Hang on a second. This is our last pick. We haven't picked. Oh wait, we did pick Kirby, right?
I was gonna say there's a couple other good choices on the board, Sean. That I
okay. What do you got? What do you got?
Lock in. Number one, Joseph kind of laughed at it earlier, but Marvel's Midnight Suns from Firaxis. It may have cards in it, but it's.
XCOM oh, I can't believe you guys didn't end up picking that. That's right.
That is, yeah, fuck.
So there's that. And then the Dark Pictures anthology, The Devil and Me, the last one was really, really good. It turned out really well.
Yeah.
Oh, was credits. House of Ashes good?
Yeah, it was awesome. Cool. It was really good.
Good for you.
So there's that one. And then there was one other one. Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. That's another one.
Of the three, I like that one the least, to be honest with you. I like the other two. I like where we're going with these other two.
Yeah. So, whereas Top Gun Maverick, I think, or Flight Simulator Top Gun, again, it runs into the problem of if the movie comes out this year. So I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure if that even comes out this year.
I think it'll come out to like Paramount Plus or something. And even so,
like, does it even get reviewed? Like, is it substantial enough to even get reviewed by critics?
Well, I was wondering the same, but I guess I just assumed because like it was here as an option that it would. But I guess that's not a guarantee, is it?
The other expansion packs are for
Just because it's there is not a guarantee that it will get a review score.
Yeah. Well, so that's why I think it's safer to pick either Midnight Suns or Dark Pictures Anthology.
I'm going to think with my heart and my spite more than my brain here. Kyle wanted it. Joe said, no, let's take it from him and make him pay. Let's make him pay. Let's get the Marvel's : Midnight Suns.
Let's do it. I think this is a really solid pick.
The Xbox Drive selects Dead Space Remake and Marvel's Midnight Suns as Kyle gets warmed up to take Perfect Dark or something.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Hey, Kyle, I feel like there's a disturbance, Kyle.
Oh, man. Something that might be unveiled on May the 4th?
That disturbance that was in 2019, the undisputed game of the year, Jedi Fallen Order.
It's not coming out this
year.
Oh,
you mean the game that you fall off the cliff all the time?
They have to have Vince Zampella, sitting next to somebody on the street and going like, are you working on the Star Wars game? And he'll do that.
It's being revealed on May the 4th. You're going to see gameplay on EA Play. That thing's coming out this holiday.
Wow.
Dead Space. I love it to death that there is no way on God's green perfect earth that game comes out this year.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of with you on that, to be honest with you.
No way.
You don't believe in the power of Jeff Grubb? I'm very disappointed.
No. I don't believe in
EA Motive. He won't be on our show. I always reach out to him. He's like, then I never hear back from him. So you're on my shit list, Jeff. No,
that was a risky one, I think. But.
So, Joe, just to confirm, we're taking Jedi Fallen Order 2.
Absolutely.
I think that's just as, if not more risky as Dead Space Remake. So
Earlier today, it was the rumors going around that it's going to get unveiled on May the 4th before E3, even though E3 is not happening again. Yeah. And then to be released later this year. That is the rumor that is going around. We'll see.
Let's do it. And let's be honest. What is that EA game in the holiday season?
Sims 5.
It's Dead Space Remake. I just told you.
Yeah, nice one.
Just told you what it was.
What's going to pair very well with the Obi-Wan series that comes out this fall?
The Sims expansion with
Lego Star Wars.
Yeah. Lego Star Wars.
I'm telling you guys.
So we are at the point in the draft where we're at counterpicks.
Okay.
So counterpicks are you have to pick a game from. So Sean and Ryan, you got to pick a game from our drafted games that you think is going to do poorly or not release this year. And when you counterpick those games are locked and we cannot drop them for any reason.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
How do you feel about the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order sequel?
I'm going to go to Hollow Knight Silksong in that one. There's no way in hell that game's
going
to
be. Oh, wow. You think so?
No chance that game comes out this year.
But if it does come out and it scores really well, that's like negative 18, 20 points.
Yeah.
But that you could say the same thing about Jedi Fallen Order. It's kind of the same risk. So of those two, I think that's the one where I'm like, there's no fucking chance it comes out this year.
What if I don't know enough about it. But
that's the thing. No one does because they won't say anything. They announced it 3 years ago and disappeared.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, Indie World next month. It's gonna be an hour.
Like this reminds me of what happened with Cuphead in the Delicious Last Course.
What about Motorsport? You think Motorsport's coming out this year?
No, I don't think that one is either.
I
laughed at that one because I think that's next year.
I think so like, too. I think that's. I'm gonna go pretty wild
confident out. That's next year. Like next fall is more Motorsport remake.
But the thing is, okay, so there's they actually have some picks that are like pretty like the ones that are questionable if they're going to come out, like they're pretty strong picks,
right?
Like that's so the risk is if you walk in. So then
I would say the other method we could go with this, Sean, is that Gotham Knights.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that's going to chart. Of their picks, I think it's probably the weakest one. If I had to gauge it.
Why? Because there's a woman protagonist. Pink.
Yeah.
I hate you so much.
That's no, see what I have to deal with every week. It's
an RPG, and it's got all this multiplayer stuff, and I don't know how well people are going to take it.
What about God of War Ragnarok? It's not coming out.
It is 100% coming out this year, Sean.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Why did we let it slip then?
I told you I thought it was coming out this year.
My watch just thought that I got up because I'm so amped up about this conversation. Okay, well, what do you think, man? You make the call.
That's so much pressure on me. You know what? Let's say Forza Motorsport because I don't think there's a chance at all that comes out this year.
The Xbox Drive selects Forza Motorsport as the first counter pick in this draft.
Real talk. When has there, now that it's officially been picked, when has there ever been a Forza that skipped a year?
2 years ago. Before, because between Forza Horizon 4 and Forza Horizon 5, there was a year with no Forza. Like the year the Series X came out.
Like there, like there's been Horizon. For me, this is how I've seen it. There's always been a Horizon Motorsport, and then Horizon Motorsport Horizon.
They were doing that.
They just broke. They just broke it.
And they've said Motorsport is like, or Motorsport's reboot is like a long ways away.
Yeah, Motorsport should have been alongside the launch. Like by that logic, it should have been alongside the launch of the system.
Yeah.
But a year later, Horizon came out instead. Yeah. So they're like way off.
Again, there is a chance it comes out this year, but I
agree. It is.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
We're counterpicking Dead Space, right? Because that's not coming out.
No way. I'm fucking God's game perfect.
You guys.
I'm so ready to prove you guys wrong with that one. It's going to be great.
Listen, and again,
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way. They literally showed you Alpha.
Oh man, Joe, what's our second counterpick though?
Oh, you guys got to do it next.
Start naming them. Start naming them.
So Elden Ring, Gran Turismo 7, Triangle Strategy, Splatoon 3.
These are such good picks.
Mario plus Rabbids.
Such good picks. Holy crap. We have this in the
Lego
bag.
Lego Star Wars.
Holy, who let us get those ones? All of those in a row?
River City Girls 2.
Guaranteed.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2.
Who knows about that one?
AI the Somnium Files.
What is that?
Initiative. Kirby and the Forgotten Land. And Marvel's Midnight Suns.
Oh wow! These are both of these picks are all solid.
Isn't that hilarious how this happens? Solid. We just did the exact same thing. Like we spent the entire whatever we've been doing this for an hour making fun of all your picks, and then comes time to like counterpick. I'm like, ooh,
yeah, I didn't know how good I feel about that.
Hmm.
Which is why I love the whole counterpick system.
Totally.
Yeah. No. Out of all of that, I think Dead Space was the
you already picked that, Joe.
I kind of feel like we should lock them into Kirby.
Kirby's definitely coming out this year, though.
I know that, but out of all of them,
I agree with you.
I feel like that is the best risk to take for the least amount of points taken away from us. You know what I mean?
What was the latest Kirby game?
Kirby Star Allies.
That Jesus came out when Christ, the Switch, that was bad.
That was when the Switch came out, and it was like a completely different game. So. Yeah, I wouldn't factor that too much into that.
Yeah, like
Kirby is usually reviewed well, but that was like a miss for Kirby.
I think the last, good Kirby game I played was Epic Yarn. I enjoyed.
Yeah. That one was really good.
Yeah.
But then Kirby Planet Robobot. Those game journals
are going to love it because you can't die in that game. Just keep on coming back. Mm-hmm.
Kirby Planet Robobot on 3DS in particular was really good. So.
Fuck. Say the list again.
Elden Ring, which I don't think we're counterpicking. GT7, we're not counterpicking. Nope. Triangle Strategy, I wouldn't counterpick that one. Splatoon 3, Mario plus Rabbids, Lego Star Wars, River City Girls 2, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, AI the Somnium Files, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, and Marvel's Midnight Suns. And I honestly, Joe, I know you probably want to counterpick AI, but I really don't think we should.
No, yeah, it's weeb enough that I don't know anything about it, and it's probably really fantastic.
Game of the year.
Possibly. Yep. Who knows? You know?
I think we gotta go Kirby.
Can I also be honest with you?
Yeah.
Marvel's Midnight Suns doesn't look that good.
Oh, Joe, don't do this to me.
It really doesn't look that good.
It's got cards. You said it yourself. That's a winning formula.
Who brings it?
But it's like it's gonna be like an original Marvel story.
Do they have a new character?
It does have a new character.
That's exactly why I think this game might not be very good.
I was going to say, they also had a brand new character in X-Men Destiny, and that game was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
They've made one of my favorite games of all time. With Civ 3? Or Civ 4?
And XCOM series are some of my
favorites. XCOM's great, but the last XCOM game did poopy.
It's 2?
Reviewed really well.
No. It was
Chimera Squad. You talking about?
Yeah.
That wasn't ever a real XCOM game, though. That was like a mobile port XCOM game in a lot of ways.
Look at this. I feel very good, Ryan, right
let's
now.
Let's do Kirby.
Their struggle makes me feel good.
Honestly, Breath of the Wild is coming out this year.
You think it is coming out this year?
Yeah, at this point.
It's such a risky counterpick. Like it really, because if it lands, it's a 9.5. Like it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, we selected Kirby as our second counterpick.
Yeah, that one's gonna. No matter what, I think we're all hurting.
Yeah, I think I have a good case for the third one, Joe. But I'll wait till our turn.
Okay.
I was gonna say with like the two teams, especially like I imagine the quality is just too high. Someone's gonna get hurt. Yeah. So, Sean.
I don't think EA's got Star Wars ready.
Yeah.
I don't think Jedi Fallen Order is coming out yet. When was it, 2018 or 2019 was Game of the Year? There's not even close, right, Joe? Star Wars Fallen Order was Game of the Year 2019.
I think it was 2019, yeah.
Yeah, like that just happened. But
actually, I was going to say, Sean, I actually think that's a good pick to counterpoint anyways, because even if it does come out this year, it's probably the weakest of their list as far as what the critics will actually rate it.
What about Starfield?
Because
Jedi Fallen Order. I was wondering if you'd do that.
Honestly. Well,
Jedi Fallen Order, the first one, got an 83 on Open Critic, which I think is the lowest out of what's there. So,
which one?
Jedi Fallen Order, the first one.
I'm perfectly fine picking it. Yeah, I think so.
That's why I think we should do that one.
The Xbox Drive selects Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order sequel as the second counter pick. I want to seriously consider Starfield and or God of War. I don't think, like, I think Starfield, very similar to Halo, if it's not ready, they're not releasing it.
Right.
But I mean, they have been working on this thing for a gazillion years.
They probably wouldn't have slapped the date on
like
it.
They were very specific about that date. That's true.
That's what I'm leaning. Like they felt, it felt very confident that this game was coming out this year.
God of War is the only other one that kind of comes to mind for me, only in that, like, I just don't foresee it being a holiday game. Like Sony has just not done a holiday.
That's why I actually think it's coming out this summer. I think it's coming out sooner than you think it is. Like to put it in perspective, because I actually did my research before doing my predictions earlier today for the PlayStation Drive. We basically, when researching what happened with the first God of War, essentially we didn't hear too much about it either until they just had a PlayStation blog post in the middle of January saying, hey, by the way, it's coming out in 4 months. Yeah. So I think something similar is probably going to happen with Ragnarok, where essentially they're just going to basically announce it. Hey, it's coming in 3 or 4 months. We'll see you then, kind of thing. So I actually think, not only that, but if we lose and it does come out this year, it's going to be one of the highest rated games this year, Sean.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We would really hurt on it, which is why I actually think,
oh yeah,
believe it or not, Hollow Knight Silksong is actually a better bet, because you run the same risk, but I think it has a better chance of not coming out this year than God of War does.
I'm good with Hollow Knight. I'm good.
Because it's either that or the other one I would say is Gotham Knights, because that one, again, much to Joe's dismay, might be like a mid-80s. Reviewed game.
So personally, I want Gotham Knights to be great, and I feel terrible about rooting against it. And I have zero attachment to Hollow Knight. And
well, again, it's not even me rooting against it. It's just me saying it'll be like an 85 versus the rest.
No, you want
games,
it to die in the street.
It's going to probably be a 90 kind of thing.
Hollow Knight.
Yeah, I think that's the safer of the two.
The Xbox Drive selects Hollow Knight : Silksong as the third and final counter pick. Yes. That is our third.
So, gentlemen, I don't want to like poop in your cereal or anything like that, but I just took a look at Respawn. Okay, have you heard about them? Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Titanfall came out 2014.
Yeah.
Titanfall 2, its sequel, came out 2016. Only 2 years after the development of the first game. So, put that in your pipe and smoke.
Wow, you nailed it, man.
It wasn't even me arguing that it might not come out this year. It was me arguing definitely it might be out. Your worst rated game on your list.
Ugh, you guys, full of shit.
All right, I have some logic please. To throw at you.
Yeah.
I looked up both the original River City Girls.
Okay.
Which that got a 79 on Open Critic.
Sure.
So that could be the sequel is probably going to be a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
But compared to everything else on there, I feel like that's a good bet.
Yeah.
But also,
Okay.
The last Lego game.
Yeah.
DC Supervillains only got a 74.
It's DC versus Star Wars, but go for it.
Well, it's also, again, it's such a radically different game.
Yeah.
Well, who knows where that's going to go? Yeah.
What are we arguing against? Let them pick it. Let them pick it. See what I
can. Honestly, I wouldn't root against that. Yeah.
The Force Awakens Lego game in 2016 got a 77.
So the only reason why I say let's not pick the Lego one is because they're doing something radically different.
That's totally
And fair. I think the biggest critique is that all these games feel the same. And so by doing something totally different, I think this is them trying to reboot everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm fine with that.
Let's do River City Girls, because as much as that is a cult like classic, it is only a 79.
I think that's the safe bet.
I think it is too, because I do think
I understand what you're saying about Midnight Suns and how it might not do as well as I think we want it to.
Yeah.
But I
can't date Doctor Strange.
Like Sean with Gotham Knights, and like I am with Gotham Knights, I feel the same way with that game. Mm-hmm. I want it to do well, so I would feel real bad counterpicking it.
Yeah. And just seeing seeing the vitriolic response to that game as well. It's like, but it's from like people who are like, it's graphics. So I don't know.
We're picking River City Girls, right?
Yeah, River City Girls.
Okay.
That's probably a good pick.
All right. Draft is done. I'll recap the Trophy Room team. We have Horizon Forbidden West, Starfield, God of War Ragnarok, Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course, Nobody Saves the World, Gotham Knights, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, The Last of Us Remake, Monster Hunter Rise, Sunbreak, Forza Motorsport, Hollow Knight Silksong, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order sequel, and then our counterpicks are Dead Space Remake, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, and River City Girls 2.
What a battleground we find ourselves on.
Yeah.
Really?
The Xbox Drive has selected Elden Ring, Gran Turismo 7, Triangle Strategy, Splatoon 3, Mario plus Rabbids, Sparks of Hope, Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, River City Girls 2, the sequel to The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, AI, The Somninium Files, Nirvana Initiative, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, Dead Space Remake, Marvel's Midnight Suns, with counterpicks for games that are never coming out, Forza Motorsport on Xbox, Star Wars Jedi, Fallen Order sequel, and Hollow Knight, Silksong.
Whew.
Silksong's coming.
Yeah.
What if it Shadow Drop tomorrow?
Exactly.
It could literally come out at any time, but that's also why I don't think it's ever coming out.
Yeah. For going forward, like I said, with the bidding, bids process on Saturday nights, I believe I turned on public bidding, where on after Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, you will be able to see what games we are bidding on. You won't be able to see what the amount we are bidding, but you can use that to see if you're going to put in a bid for that as well, to kind of get us out of it. $100.
Was this a console wars? Did we just do this month's console wars? Patreon exclusive?
Like
I think we just
did.
I don't think we introduced it in that way. I think that's what this was. There you go, patrons.
Yeah. That's fair.
And this episode is going to be called The Xbox Shop Doesn't Pick the Xbox.
I mean, again, we want to win. So, of course, we're being smart about this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you have it. The games have been tallied.
I was just going to say what I think people are going to find hopefully entertaining, because I think I'm going to have a lot of fun just talking about this throughout the rest of the year. People can look forward to us discussing this on our own shows, the Xbox Drive and the PlayStation, whatever the hell you guys are called. And then when we when we come together,
PS Trophy Room.
You're in the basement somewhere.
Somewhere.
We'll have our console wars Patreon exclusive stuff as well. So this is not just today. Like, we have more games to bid on and select throughout the rest of the year, more games to be announced and confirmed, and it will just appear in our content throughout the year. And that is so exciting to me. It's just like, I don't know. I'm stoked about it, man. This is such a good idea.
what I was going to suggest is around E3 time, June, do we want to sit down and do like a mid-year?
I think we should see you in E3. We should actually see you.
Like half these games will be out by then.
No, like in person. Yeah, yeah. Like we'll come to you guys. You know?
Okay.
We'll see you around E3. We'll plan something.
E3 may not be in person, but we will.
We're gonna be touching each other like crazy.
I don't know. I kind of miss Canada, Sean.
You guys should come to us, actually. Really.
Honestly, the way things are going, I feel like it's totally.
Come on up here. We have all the things you want.
I know.
Yeah.
Loonies and toonies.
Handsome loonies, politicians.
Toonies. Oh my god, he's so
There's also moose up here, you guys.
You can ride him around.
You guys had to ride a moose.
Yeah. Or what's the bird's name in Looney Tunes?
Roadrunner? Wild
Coyote or whatever.
Roadrunner.
Yeah, Roadrunner. There you go.
Wild Coyote's a coyote.
Coyote is not a bird.
It's got a coyote in the name.
You broke my brain.
Late. It's getting late.
How everybody, you guys feel about your picks right now?
Pretty good.
Actually, I feel really great.
Coyote's a bird, so yeah, good luck with that.
On the record, Joe thinks it's a bird. I'm perfectly fine. I know my animals.
It gets a running start. All right.
What is this show anymore? I don't even know.
You know where to find everybody here. But if you don't, if you're just tuning in for the first time, Sean, where can they find you?
You find me on Twitter and on Twitch at Sean Capri, Sean like Connery, Capri like the pants. I don't know what's going on. Why are we doing this?
Think about that
this
for is a
on Patreon.
Second.
People know where we are.
There you go. You're right. Ryan, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Ryan Turford. I'm not anywhere else.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And TikTok at Sexy Ryan Turford.
Shh, I don't want them to know about that, Sean.
Twerkford.
Bouncing Turford. Twerking Turford.
I want the audio listeners to know that I'm currently shaking my head at all three of these folks right now.
Did you just say Twerking Turford booty. And I just made it sound like it was my idea? Yeah.
It's a better name. Kyle, where can they find you, good sir?
You can find me on top of the podium at the end of the year with you holding
damn.
The
Damn.
Perfect twerks.
There you go. And you know, you can find me, Mr. Babbitt. You know that. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. And keep playing like either Xbox or PlayStation. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ryan Twerkford.
Please
he's twerking,
make that.
Folks.
Oh my it's god, happening. He's doing it right now. He's gyrating.